Before we start today's show, you got to head over to podcastmerch.com and get a brand new limited edition Real Ass Podcast hoodie or t-shirt. We have all these amazing cartoon parodies. You're going to love them. Grab one or grab them all right now at podcastmerch.com. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
Work Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What is up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, point guard of podcasting, the king of things, coming at you like a motherfucker with the Zach D'Amico. Oh, so nice of you to join us.
It's nice to be back. Thank you.
It's also nice of you to join us, Zach. Finally, I guess he puts
the
Real Ass Podcast a priority over his movie career.
You're welcome.
His budding movie career.
Zach D'Amico.
They're budding movies. He shows his asshole to the camera.
I'm growing breasts. I'm growing womanly breasts.
I did see your dick one time because isn't your dick in one of the promo?
I was looking through your window at your house.
Yeah, I asked if I could open for you. And I was like, I'll do anything, Zach.
We have an incredible show planned today. Obviously, Zach's back, and I'm very excited about that. But we have two incredible guests. It's both their second time, I believe, on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Panties in the Mouth podcast, we have Andy Malafarina and LaMare Lee.
Arf, arf.
Hey. Arf, arf.
Arf, arf.
Arf, arf.
Big arf, bark. Arf. You guys barking, guys?
Yeah, dude. Arf. Look up, knock loose.
Yeah. There's different ways to bark if you're trying to get people into it, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. If you want to get a collective, like, but if, like, if you want to show your uniqueness, you got him with the, like,
you got a chihuahua.
Yeah. No, but like, yeah, you clearly, I was a
imagine
chihuahua.
Imagine a big black guy on a football team. It's like,
he just tackled somebody.
That's like what Brock Lesnar.
Yo, Holmes, you got a problem?
That's like what Brock Lesnar ever yells, and he just like kills 20 dudes, and they just like,
yeah. He tackles somebody. Meow.
Chickadee dee dee dee. Chickadee.
Just all different animals. Yeah. Why do they choose a dog? There are other animals.
You got beef,
are...
motherfucker.
You like take over a plane. Ah, Akbar.
Yeah, I mean, we did choose sort of randomly the cow. I feel like there's other, or the cow. Wow, I was just thinking of a cow when I opted to not do a moo. That's it. By the way, my mind works, a little insight into Louis J. Gomez's head. Man. Now, just cow is in my head the whole time. And also, you all three of you look like cows.
Anyway, I'm Louis J. Gomez.
Yeah, dude, you're the farmer.
Welcome to the show. I'm very happy to have you guys on the show. Let's get our plugs right out of the way. Any live dates coming up? Anything else to plug besides your incredible podcast, Panties in the Mouth?
We do have a show tonight, but it might get canceled because of low attendance. But, So if you're listening to this
Who else is at Harrington's Club?
If you're listening to this right now, pre-order tickets to Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Oh, it is Brooklyn's Comedy Club. Wow. Yeah.
420 show. We're saving 420.
You guys couldn't fucking fill up a 420 show?
Dude, we got the...
It's like a 10 p.m. 420 show. Yeah. They're already got their fucking comfy pants on, getting grub. Hub.
10 p.m. at 420, you're assed out.
Yeah, well, look, good luck. I hope people come out. There's a lot of people. There's 300 people in the live chat right now, so maybe some of them will come out.
You motherfuckers better show up.
It doesn't matter. Whatever happens, we're interviewing Sarah J today. So.
Yeah, so whatever.
That's pretty tight.
Yeah, that's pretty tight.
Did she get mad at Chrissy Mayer?
Oh,
well, I didn't see that, but I saw like the remnants online, the Chrissy dust that is all over my Twitter feed. Chrissy, I don't pay attention to Chrissy, but there's a lot of Chrissy dust happening. She fucking makes little explosions happen all the time. And then the Chrissy dust lands in my life, and I have to fucking read about it peripherally.
Yeah.
So
I can tell you real quick. It's Gino called in to Chrissy's show. He said, I hate N-words a whole bunch. I'm not 100% sure in what context, though.
Did he listen to the Panties in the Mouth podcast? Is that why? Why would he say that?
And then Sarah J was like, is this like what your show is, where you just have guests come on and say the N-word? And then like Chrissy joked it off. And then after Gino continued to say that, and also... other slurs, she just walked out of the room, and then she tweeted about it instead of reaching out to Chrissy, even though Chrissy reached out to apologize.
Wow.
And then Chrissy was mad that she did it online instead of reaching out to her directly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Chrissy has no right to be mad. She wasn't trapped, but she wasn't goofed into a trap, so.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, I love Chrissy. I love Gino, too. I'm going to go watch that. That's interesting. But when you guys interview Sarah J tonight, now you have to, you know.
Well, I'm going to change all my questions now.
If you had to describe my co-host.
What are words that start with N that you could use to describe a black person that are not the N-word? Are there any other N-words?
Well, that's just a street joke.
Nubian.
Nubian. Nubians.
Yeah. What's the word that starts with an N and ends with an R you never want to call a black guy? Neighbor.
Love it. Zach Amico, what do you got to plug?
Just Twitter and Instagram, but I'll be on the road with you.
Hell yeah, we will. We got a lot of stuff coming up, guys. This Friday night, actually, if you guys are watching live, myself, Zach Amico, Ian Finance, and now Jamie Kilstein's coming to hang out as well. We're going to be at Great fucking show, dude. Stress Factory, two shows, one night, this Friday night, April 22nd. Then April 28th, we sold out the early show, 7 o'clock show sold out, so we just added a 9 o'clock show. One night only, two shows, myself and the great Zach Amico. We're going to bring down the fucking house in Chicago. I've been to Chicago since the beginning of the pandemic. It's going to be fucking wild. Then I'll be at the Comedy Connection, Providence, Rhode Island, May 5th, 6th, and 7th. Then June 3rd and 4th, I'll be in Fort Worth, Texas, then Dallas, Texas, then Ontario, California in June, San Diego, California in June. Soul Joel's coming up. Oh, yeah, and I got to fucking announce this. I will be out in Los Angeles. I'm back at the Comedy Store. It's not on the website yet, but I'm doing another Depraved on Thursday, May 12th. It's going to be fucking awesome. I'm going to say right now, already we have Andrew Santino, Kimberly Congdon, Sam Tripoli, Tim Dillon. This fucking line, it's going to sell out. As soon as those tickets go on sale, get your tickets right away. The Depraved is returning to Los Angeles one night only, May 12th, Thursday night, and then I'm actually going to be with Tim Dillon in Las Vegas and Reno. I'm opening up for him on some probably massive theater shows, and I'm going to probably make it very hard for him because all of my jokes are fucking just wildly offensive.
I have a question, Lewis.
What?
Is Jamie like a dude now, or is he still like phony?
No, he's a dude.
No,
now.
Jamie's our boy.
Okay. No, he's gone through the ringer.
Jamie got put through it, and he's a great dude.
Yeah, okay. But now you see Jamie. He's fucking like he's always like shaking. He's always like he looks like he's like running from the law at all times.
He's afraid.
Remember what happened to Crick?
Where he
was like gay, and then girls treated him like a dickhead, and now he's not gay.
Yeah,
it's that, but like with way more money.
Oh, okay, all right, okay, all right.
So, what else have I got to plug? Oh, yeah, subscribe to Gas Digital, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial, get instant access to the complete on demand libraries for all these shows. And also, you guys should know we're dropping a very, very limited number of tickets again for Skankfest. We sold out, but we've done some reconfiguring.
There's no panty boys there. Man. People are pissed.
People are pissed, dude.
Dude, I'll tell you right now, your names might have come up with a couple older comics that are recommending people right now. I wouldn't be booing Skankfest just yet.
No, I already dug this grave. Fuck yeah.
I'm on Team Andy.
You're mooing.
Yeah, you didn't hear us, Lewis. We're mooing.
Oh, dude, hell yeah.
You guys have milk out there, right?
Doggy, it's going to be incredible. Skankfest is going to be the biggest, best one we've ever done. The lineup is fucking bonkers. We haven't even scratched the surface as to what we're doing. But the venue itself has 7 stages. We were planning on doing 3. I think we're doing 4 stages now. So we're able to open up a very, very, very limited number of tickets, okay? This is going to be Tuesday, May 10th at 12 noon Eastern, skankfest.net. A great way, if you want to get tickets, if you want to be guaranteed tickets, or if you want to get an early jump on tickets, go sign up for the yokratom.com mailing list, because they are going to have a limited number of tickets. Out of that limited number of tickets that they're pre-releasing with a ticket link. They're also doing giveaways, lots of other stuff. So shout out to YoCratom for supporting Skankfest. But it's happening this October. It's going to be the craziest Skankfest we've ever done. The shit we have planned already is going to be fucking bonkers. But we still have 6 months. So go do that now. But May 10th, if you guys want to get tickets, it's your absolute last chance. I'm telling you right now, they're going to go in another minute. So just, you got to be there. You got to get there on time. Sign onto the website a couple minutes early and just keep on fucking clicking and grab your ticket. Because this will be the absolute last chance.
Would you say they're going in a New York minute?
That was a premise. We have other things people could add onto that somehow.
That made me want Gino to call in.
All right, look, we have an incredible show to get to. So yeah, let's fucking get into it. Where are we going to start here? Where are we going to start? We want to start on the Johnny Depp Amber Heard stuff.
I mean,
no, you know what? I'll start with this. I watched the Batman last night.
You thought it was gay, didn't you?
Gay as fuck.
It's so gay, right?
Dude, so gay. Yeah. What happened to Batman? Why has Batman lost his way?
He's emo this time.
Oh, my God, dude. What a fucking annoying little pussy he is.
Batman's always emo. This time he just, like, can be, like, emo.
Well, no. Previous Batmans would be, like, all brooding Batman, but when they're, like, out in public, they know what's up, and they're all just like, what's up?
Dog, you know who played Batman the best?
Thick-ass Val Kilmer?
No. Fucking Michael Keaton.
Yeah, I'm big on Keaton.
Michael Keaton.
Because he was charming.
You wouldn't even know his parents died. This guy was on. He was fucking cool. He was kind of, we got my parents are
someone's
dead.
Someone's projecting.
I'm just saying, dog, he's like, chill.
You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Dog, I mean, this newest version of Batman is a fucking whiny little bitch.
Yeah.
And I hate his face. I can't stand his face. The guy, whatever his name
Robert
is.
Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson. Yeah. He's got a square head. He looks like a fucking better looking Dan Soder. It makes me furious. I hate him.
On Batman.
And he just has like, just like if your whole thing is like you're letting your parents' death just like define you that much.
His whole life.
I mean, come on, dog. You let it go. Have a little bit of fun. You got $1 billion.
Wasn't he eight? He was like eight when his parents died.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Man, in the movie, he's like 32. He's like, my mom, I got to get revenge.
He also seemed kind of dumb. I got like an hour into it last night before I was like tired and needed to go to fucking bed. There's like one part where Alfred's like, yo, you got to go to fucking meetings to still stay a billionaire. And he's just like, I don't give a shit. All I want to do is Batman and shit. And it's like, no, dude, you have to be a billionaire.
But what about your family's legacy? He's like, this is my family's legacy.
He sucks, dude.
Riddler. Fucking sucks, dude. I hate him. I'm rooting for the Penguin to fucking put his head into a vice.
Colin Farrell? That's a good Batman. That's who should have been Batman. Colin Farrell.
Why
He played the Penguin. Colin Farrell's charming as hell. He's a great actor.
He played this Penguin?
Yeah.
Oh shit! They put a lot
Colin
of
Farrell? Colin Farrell was the Penguin,
the good-looking dude with the cock who was in that video.
Yeah, that was
the fucking Penguin in this one. He was all fucked up looking.
Yeah.
Is there a bunch of Zach Amico makeup on him?
How do you think I feel? We're getting these jobs taken away.
Oh my god, that's crazy, dude.
That
is wild. I had no idea that was Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
He did great. He was good. I also fell asleep an hour into it. It was just horseshit. New Catwoman was a hot ass lesbian.
Yeah,
I mean,
she was lesbian.
Was she a lesbian? I think so.
Yeah,
right?
She was living with.
She was dating that fucking Russian bitch.
That's upsetting.
It's Zoe Kravitz.
I have no idea what the plot was.
Zoe Kravitz. A slut, dude. She's Catwoman perfect.
I thought it was
Zoe Kravitz.
Had no idea who Zoe Kravitz was. I was like, I bet that's Zoe Kravitz.
Oh,
people talk about that bitch. Yo, she was toy.
I realize Zoe Kravitz is like the hottest because if you ever watch that fucking Reese Witherspoon show on HBO Max that she's in,
she played
this annoying like hippie girl. But she's like so hot that you're like, I don't give a shit how retarded you are.
Dude, pull her up like in the club scene. She's fucking toy.
Yeah, and dude, at one point they put like a red wig on her.
Yeah.
Anytime you guess a mixed girl on a show, it's Zoe Kravitz. It's always Zoe Kravitz, dude.
Dude, so who have been Catwoman in the past? Because she might be the hottest Catwoman.
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway was fucking toy.
But no, Zoe Kravitz.
Dude, not for nothing. All the Catwomen have been fucking
Holly
toyed.
Halle Berry, Michelle Pfeiffer,
fucking
Zoe
Kravitz,
Anne Hathaway.
Zoe Kravitz, the new Halle Berry.
Because
they're both like the prettiest ladies.
Zoe Kravitz isn't 50 yet. Though.
And then this.
Well, that's what
bitch,
I'm saying.
Julie Newmar, fuck off, Julie Newmar.
Eartha Kitt, dude. Back in the day, Eartha Kitt would kill it.
I don't know.
They're from the TV show.
These were all from TV shows.
Michelle Pfeiffer was such a good Catwoman. She still does Catwoman in her movies today. You ever see her act like recently? She's still going like whispering and shit. Yeah,
dude. But no, Zoe Kravitz was fucking.
She's perfect.
She's a queen.
Goddamn, she's an angel. I never really seen her in anything before. I never really cared about it.
She's beautiful, but she
didn't Justin Silver scene. Wasn't Justin Silver in like a thing with her?
Where yeah, he like kissed her on that scene. Show.
Oh, that little short faggot,
dude! I would post if I made out with Zoe Kravitz in a show, I'd post that clip every week, every single week.
It'd be my pin tweet.
But if I kiss Zoe Kravitz in the show, it's probably because I kidnapped her and made her kiss me.
Yeah, you're covered in oil. Like, you gotta
just telling her you're one of the good ones.
It'll be one of those kisses where your mouth is too open and her eyes are open, just staring into the abyss.
She's crying. You're just like, you lick her cheek really slowly.
You guys are in a truck stop.
Yeah, like the it's like the my name's Buck, I like to fuck scene.
That's, oh, dude, I was just thinking Tarantino. I'd shoot her like Vin Rames in fucking Pulp Fiction.
It wouldn't be good, dude. She would refuse to do that scene with you.
She'd be like,
she'd be like, no, actually, you can't pay me enough money.
It would have to be like in Game of Thrones where they CGI'd that chick's body when she did the walk of shame. She's like, you need to CGI everything.
Oh, did they CGI her body? I thought they CGI'd fucking...
No, did you notice after Khaleesi. season one, there were a lot less tits?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
after season three, there was a lot less tits, dude.
You just rewatched it.
Yeah,
there were like mad tits, and then they all got famous.
Yeah,
and
these
they were
fucking
like,
cunts.
When she did the, like, when she was supposed to, when everything was on fire, that was completely all CGI.
The Mother of Dragons.
But I didn't know that the whole Walk of Shame.
CGI.
Oh, yeah. Dude. Terrible.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Dude. Don't they just hire porn chicks and then they like swap?
There was a bunch of porn chicks that were in the cast.
Yeah.
Like the main chick that the midget was dating.
Yeah.
Like, he fell in love with. She was actually in a bunch of porn.
To the
Cybill Kilkelly.
That makes sense because like every three episodes, Dinklage would be just laying in a pile of like fat, big titty ladies. Dinklage was the man in that show.
Yeah, dude.
What if Dinklage was one of their separated tits? He was just a big fat tit.
Like, he was one of their tits.
Yeah, he's just a tit.
What's it called? The Batman, I didn't even finish it, so I can't even say. There was some cool little things happening.
I was enjoying it, but it did come off like super campy for how like serious and gritty they wanted
to. The first time
he
took his mask off, he's wearing like fucking goth makeup, like down his face.
Like all over his face?
Like just thick eyeliner that was dripping down, and he looked like the Crow.
Yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah. Right there, yeah.
Yeah, that's
when he was
Shannon, that's a toy. Shannon's just retarded. Women are really stupid. We have two women producing this show. It's crazy. I just choose to do this to myself.
The music, the makeup that you're talking about.
No, it showed a toy, Shannon. That was a toy. Maybe you could pull up the real guy,
Shannon. That was toy.
Dude, I don't know. I don't like Batman. Batman's a bad hero because he's just a rich guy. He's a rich guy who can't get over his trauma.
Yeah.
Go to therapy, you dickhead. He's also creating his own problems.
Yeah, right. I mean, look, you know, look, fucking...
Yeah, that is true. During Batman versus Superman, when he's, like, walking through the graveyard and all those bats come out, and he's just like, ah! And it's like, dude, if you're afraid of him, why are you around bats that often? I'm never around flock of bats.
Yeah.
Stop being around.
I feel like if I was cockboy.
Come out of a cake.
Dougie, I mean, all of the Batmans have just, they've gotten slowly but surely, they've gotten more and more depressed and whiny. It started off with Michael Keaton, who was just a charming fucking dude. He was like, you would think that he's never dealt with any trauma. And then you talk to him, he's like, you know what? My fucking parents, I watched it happen. And you're like, wow, dude, you're fucking dealing with this well.
Yeah.
He's like, I got $1 billion. What are you going to do? It kind of rules, to be honest with you.
He feels like a person. Like,
and then
like
who was the next Batman? Who was the next one? Kilmer. Yeah. So Kilmer came out a little bit darker, but still nothing crazy. Kilmer was fucking out there. Yeah. He was doing his fucking thing. A little bit dark, a little more depressed. That's when I think he was starting to get dementia, whatever he's got right now. That was like the beginnings of it. So
I think they clearly need a black Batman just so he can come out with some energy and be like, Joker, you crazy?
Come on, Andy. They don't even got that in the comics. They can't do that. Come on.
What was the next one?
Clooney.
Clooney. No, then Clooney went back to being sort of charming and badass. Yeah. Clooney was a great Batman, dude.
He had the bat card.
You know why Clooney is a great Batman? Because Clooney was a fucking...
No, he had the bat credit card. They were like, I don't know. They were like, we're going to need 70,000 batarangs. He's like, put it on the card.
Was that the one with Jim Carrey?
No, that number three is Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Four is with Schwarzenegger and Uma Thurman.
Okay.
Clooney makes a great Batman because Clooney actually could be Batman in real life right now.
Yeah.
Like he's a playboy. He's never settles down.
Casamigos, dude.
Dude, he fucking goes off to like, you know, countries and private jets and fucking does it. Who knows what Clooney's doing in his real life, dude? Clooney has.
And he's also like taking pictures of his balls and putting it on Brad Pitt's refrigerator because he has no consequences to his life.
Wait, is Clooney a bro?
Oh, yeah, total bro.
That rules.
Clooney's a big dog.
Dude. I didn't realize Clooney fucking was one of the boys.
And then what's the next
Christian Bale.
And then Christian Bale's the one who fucked it up for everybody. Because he was great, but he was like, he just said, dude, I'm going to really fucking live this my parents died thing.
I got to be dark.
Yeah, dude. And
I
then,
was born in a cave.
He also, I feel like.
No. Ben Affleck was before Christian Bale.
No, Ben Affleck was after.
Ben Affleck was after.
Affleck.
Ben Affleck was a better Batman than Christian Bale. I'll say that.
That was hard to assess because, like, Ben Affleck.
Fuck you.
Too much.
Natalie's making a face in the booth.
I just said that's controversial. Like, I think a lot of people are going to fight you on that.
Yeah,
who's going to fight? Come at me, motherfuckers.
Lewis, I'm on your team, dude.
Dude, I like Affleck. Affleck gives me a Batman vibe, dude.
Yeah. I can't get out.
Christian Bale's like the fucking.
Why is he so fucking sad? You're rich. Get over it.
Chill.
Dude. Yeah.
I just can't get out of Good Will Hunting. Like, I just see that the whole time I watch Ben Affleck. Batman.
Oh, me too. I always think of Fever Pitch.
Yeah, I don't. When I watch Ben Affleck Batman, I just see Ben Affleck's being Batman, not Bruce Wayne. He's too much Ben Affleck. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of that makes sense.
I hear you, dude. Ben Affleck was a good Batman because he wasn't crazy sad. He was like normal. He still got shit done. Batman gets shit done even though he's like.
Also, too, by the. Yeah.
My parents are fucking dead. Yeah. I have nothing. I have nothing. I don't have billions of dollars. I don't have cool Batmobiles. I don't have a Batwing. I don't have a fucking Batarang. I don't have a utility belt.
You have a little boy with nice legs.
I have a little boy with nice legs. I call him Robin sometimes. Make him do flips for me. He follows me around. But this is, I'm telling you right now, as dark as Batman is, once you start to become an adult and you realize that problems happen in the world and life's going to slap you in the face sometimes, you realize that he's a fucking little bitch, dude.
And he's not even trying to get better.
Oh, and this Batman, can I tell you another reason why Robert Pattinson Batman sucks, right?
Please, dude. Please.
Dude, so he's fighting, right? And he'll go against one guy, he's like, boom, boom, boom. He fucks the guy up. You're like, all right, dude, right? Then as soon as like two or three guys come, immediately starts losing. Like, you're Batman, dude. Henchmen are fucking you up. Like three henchmen, all it takes, and he starts just, and he really wears it, dude. He wears the fucking shots.
Yeah.
All these other Batmen are just fucking.
Yeah. Christian Bale was the only one who like really got hurt, and then they made it like look like he was hurt. He got his back broke, and then they like made him like deal with that. But
I don't like any of it.
No, henchmen can't. Bane broke his back. The villain broke his back. You can't get beat up by henchmen.
Hold on, Bricks in the live chat. Are those Zoe Kravitz's real tits? Damn, doggy. If those are her real tits,
come on, man.
You can put them up. It's fine, dude.
Do you guys remember that time Lenny Kravitz had leather pants on?
His dick came
giant
out.
Is that Zoe Kravitz's real tits?
No, that's CG.
Yeah, I don't know.
Look at the shirt on her chin. That's fake.
Lemaire's like, I made this. Yeah. It's not real.
Yeah, it's a drop shadow.
I mean, because those are great tits.
Those are great little tits.
Those are great tits.
Those are real lovely tits.
Celebrity. You know whose news I just saw Paige VanZant for the first time.
Shout out to our Discord. Yeah, they let us know that Alice. Paige VanZant is just like.
Is she showing puss at this point?
Yeah.
A little.
Yeah, dude.
A little.
A little slit?
There was one where she's like laying sideways. And you see the lips peeking out. And I was like, I saw the picture and I was like, this is just someone else's pussy. And then you see PaigeFanZant.com on the corner. I was like, she's giving us this pussy. Yeah. She's my favorite fighter.
Somebody said those are sad titties in the racist live chat.
That's crazy.
Captain Crunch, if I could ban you from Gas Digital, I would ban you. We don't have the technology to ban people.
I would ban you from the world.
Dude, that's crazy. Those are sad titties. Are you out of your fucking mind, dude?
Captain Crunch.
Those are wild titties.
You're a piece of shit.
Captain Crunch, you're a little bitch,
though. Yeah, fucking.
Yeah. Zoe Kravitz might be my new hottest chick. She's fucking out there.
My hottest chick is Megan Good. It's always been Megan Good.
Megan Good.
Do you know, you ever watch Cousin Skeeter?
No.
Is she another puppet?
Who's your number one?
All right, let's go. Toy to Noit. Who's the number one hottest fucking chick to you right now? It's Megan Good, you're
still,
saying.
Still, to this
let's
day.
Let's see. Let's Megan go. Good, let's dude. Simp. Let's fucking
to this
simp.
Day, dude.
Simp Pimps.
She's a fucking queen.
New segment every time that LaMare and fucking Sagalo are on.
Simp Pimps. That's our podcast.
Let's go.
She was in. Yeah. Queen.
Who's this?
Megan Good. Good. Yeah. I can't stop talking about her. One day.
Where's she from?
Well,
oh, is she from the below? Oh
yeah.
No, wait, that wasn't
she okay?
What
calm down,
talking
bro.
About,
calm
what
down.
Are you talking about,
black
dude?
Guy's got shitty
come
taste.
Come on, bro, get out of here.
Just a fact, queen. Dude. I'm not saying you have shitty taste like clothes and shit. I'm saying you have shitty taste like in life.
No,
you know, that's crazy. No, that's your number dude. One chick, Zoe yeah. Kravitz's daughter, Zoe Kravitz, whatever her name is. Zoe Kravitz would shit on this fucking pig.
You wish?
Are you out of your mind?
You wish?
Are you out of your mind?
You're crazy.
Bring her back up.
Do a side by side.
Does she have the V like she's gonna have a dick?
No. She's just ripped.
Zach's like, I'm out.
She's just she's ripped, dude.
She's ripped. Look, can we see a better photo? Because this is not a great photo of her.
I got it. My phone's out there. I wish I could find
it. She also I need to get she's just like too
defense,
perfect of a chick.
In her defense, though, Shannon is the one picking the photos, and Shannon does pick horrible pictures
of women.
That,
all right, she's beautiful. Shannon. Shannon.
Shannon picks the worst Shannon, picture on the page every time.
You guys are just really critical
Shannon,
of women.
Shannon, forget getting your tits removed and replaced. Maybe you should do this with your eyes.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I was trying to trash your titties. Man. Yeah, she's hot. She's can we see hot. More photos of her, Shannon? Give me a few hot fucking photos. Who's this bitch? Who is she?
Megan Good. She's from a lot of movies and stuff. She was in the 90s and 2000s. She was in Cousin Skeeter. She's in the Steve Harvey movies, were they? How to Get a Man.
So she's old now. She's old
yeah,
school.
She might be like 40.
Oh,
45.
No. She's, no but she can't compete with fucking.
Dude, that fucking.
I like her more
how
than
old is Zoe Kravitz. Zoe Kravitz is like 20 32? Years old.
No, 32. She's like 32. No. Zoe Kravitz is pretty old.
Damn.
Yeah, she's been around for a while. And I think the show was like High Maintenance. Not High Maintenance.
She looks great for her age.
Who's Zoe Kravitz?
Zoe Kravitz yeah.
High Fidelity was the
High
show
Fidelity, yeah.
She's 33.
Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah.
Jesus year.
Damn, dude. She's old. That's the kind of chick I need in my life.
A mature 30.
An older chick that still looks
black.
She's tiny.
Half Jewish.
Tiny, she won't get carded.
33-year-old girl.
But she'll still be able to go into the bars.
I love it.
Gives you a lot of oof.
Who's your number one chick, Andy?
Who's my number one chick?
If you don't say your wife, you're going to get beat up.
It's not my wife.
It's not your wife. Are you kidding me?
Damn,
I don't know what his wife looks like, but I'm telling you right now, I'm looking at Andy.
I'm trying to think. Porn skewed my whole thing because I definitely, you guys know Gianna Michaels?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your favorite chick can't be a porn chick.
You can't tell me how I feel.
No offense to porn chicks, you know I know a few and they're cool. They're cool enough, but they're fucking. They can't. They're not the number one chick.
They're not number ones.
Are you kidding me? She's actually just not even. She's not even the top 1,000 porn chicks.
No, yeah. Dude, you gotta
watch her videos.
She fucks with a capital F-U-C-K.
You gotta watch where that black dude's fucking her and she taps out.
You gotta watch her work, dude.
Up. Oh my god, this is crazy.
Or she spits at that.
She's the hottest chick. She's the hottest chick. I mean,
dude.
It's more than it's about personality, dude. It's about how she
she's
performs.
A rented whore.
It's about how she performs in her cinema.
Yeah, dude, she was. The
I don't
top
know.
Of her
I'm.
Game.
We said it already, but I'm pretty big on Paige Van Zandt right now.
You're
I
big
do,
on Paige.
I do like a tight white lady with like solid upper C's.
I can't like Paige Van Zandt because she blocked me on Twitter because I said Paige Van Zandt looks like the type of lady who says the N-word and doesn't understand why she can't. So
she blocked you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she blocked you.
Yeah.
Who blocks people anymore?
That's Paige crazy. Van Zandt, dude.
Wow, dude. Hell yeah.
Yachi Machi.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's pretty nice, dude. What is this from? She has an OnlyFans?
That's from her Only.
Paige Van Zandt.
Paige Van Zandt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just like a all tight right. athletic
woman. She can obviously
lady.
Block these out in the fucking
YouTube.
Yeah, all nudity is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty fucking
sorry
nice.
To make a
she's
job.
A, she's a little thicker than I like.
Really?
She just
yeah,
got
a little,
pretty
little chunky.
Thick.
Little chunky.
She just got recently thick.
She did look bloated in those pictures.
She's been on wrestling. She's been on AEW.
Like, what are you fighting now, Paige? Your food addiction? I'm just kidding. You're beautiful. I was kidding.
So, let's see.
Wait, who are you guys as hottest?
Kat Dennings.
Yeah. Yes.
She does have some of the best
tits. I love you. Know, it's goofy Jew face and fat tits.
Dude.
If you put those two things together, I could do backflip.
Her tits are perfect.
My new chick is this bitch.
Who?
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz.
Zoe Kravitz. Yes. I already got through that, yeah, because I discovered Zoe Kravitz a while ago. So
no, I just discovered her. She's my new thing.
Kat Dennings is so hot. They make her look ugly in shows, and she still might be the hottest girl on the show.
Yeah. Dude, they did that with not Jessica Alba. Who was dating? Who's the? She had the nice ass in Chuck and Larry. Do you remember her?
No. Eva?
Kevin James.
Eva, yeah.
Is it Eva Mendez?
No. I can't remember. Never mind.
And now pronounce your child.
Yeah, I mean, look, honestly, I really loved Amber Heard for a hot minute. Amber Heard was Amber Heard was my, before she came out, before people were talking about Amber Heard, I was on the Amber Heard train. How many years ago, Shannon?
Yeah, no, you were all about
yeah,
it.
Right at the,
when
right
she
at the
was, beginning. When she was,
I probably made a lot of people discover Amber Heard. Yeah. Did you even know who Amber Heard was, Shannon, when I first brought her up?
No.
Exactly. Did you, Zach?
No.
Exactly.
I didn't know about her until she pooped on Johnny's bed. I didn't know who she was.
And I said this, there was a time, this photo set came out of her, and I was like, who is this bitch? And I saw her eyes, and I was like, this bitch
it's crazy.
Is crazy. And I said this, I mean, years ago, I wish we could, Shannon, somebody find it in the archives, years and years and years. In fact, that don't think that the
this
archives.
Forget,
forget anything I said.
She was just a model.
Yeah, and this. This was the photo set that I was like, this bitch could ruin me. And I mean this. She could say, she was like, listen to me, I'm going to fucking ruin you if you put your dick in me. I'm going to fucking take everything from you. It's going to be over. And my dick would already be inside of her. Before she had the words out, it would be over, dude.
She doesn't do it for me because I was
you're
just like,
you're a fat
I like,
idiot.
I'm
she's
not,
no making
I
want to hit him. She's no making good.
That
dude.
Has nothing to do with what my boner does, Lewis.
it's going
to
no, make it
I,
more.
Like when it comes to like, you know, falling in love, I need some, like one thing wrong. That's why I like Kat, like when Zach brought up Kat Dennings. She does, like you said, goofy Jew face. She's too Doggy. Perfect.
She had this look in her eye, and I said very early on, I was like, I bet you this bitch is bonkers, like crazy, like dangerously yeah. crazy. And there's a bunch of photos. Yes.
All right, that's
dude.
Great.
Shut up.
She has dead eyes.
Just shut up.
Oh, yeah, no, she's going to... Yeah.
Everyone shut up in the world.
She's going to put a cigarette out on my fucking cheek and
Shannon,
I'm going
to ruin
my shit.
I need to smack you in the face. Get in here right now, Shannon. I'm mad at you right now for you're not being yeah. her. Let it be known.
She's all right.
She's all right. Okay, all right.
That second picture was way better.
I mean, like, I'd be very nice to her if she was here.
Yeah,
but
I bet
like,
you would.
She's all
right. So right now, I haven't really been following what's going on with her. She got a little old, and I didn't really give a shit about her anymore. And then it turns out she's like a fucking, you know, dated Elon Musk for a while.
Really?
Yeah. Then she was dating Johnny Depp, and she had a crazy, like, drag out, drugged up, fucked up, crazy relationship with Johnny Depp. And at this point, I don't even know why are they on trial. I don't understand what happened here. You know you're in another level of a toxic relationship where you're on trial for it.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. Like, yeah. I don't even know what the trial's for. Like, what are you...
Is it for defamation
yeah.
of character?
Yeah,
she ruined his career.
Defecation in his bed?
They're both claiming they hit each other, right?
Well, no, that's not what this case is about. So Johnny Depp is suing her for $50 million for defamation, and then she is counter-suing him for $100 million also for defamation.
And how much is he suing her for?
$50 million,
and she got $100 million.
Down.
Oh, crazy bitch.
Well, she can't win because literally everything she said is fake, except for the pooping on his bed.
I didn't follow. Do you know much about what's been going on with the trial? I've not been following it. I was going to have Shannon give us some updates right now.
Shannon? I only know a little.
So I think Johnny Depp's a pirate, and when he was sailing the seven seas,
he
fucked a mermaid. And that mermaid pooped in his quarters.
Listen, what? If he hit her, she'd have marks because he has scissor hands.
All right, well, give me some updates, Shannon. What's going on here?
So far, I mean, like, he's taken...
Can you also just pull up hot photos of her as we discuss?
Can you pull up Gianna Michaels while you talk about this?
Or do you think, I mean, Gianna Michaels is in the same category as Amber Heard.
Oh, no, she looks like a skank, but when you watch her video, she does magic.
I don't know.
Hard to explain. You got to get, like, deep into her catalog.
I mean, I've watched a lot of porn, but she's not, and I have watched her. I've clicked away. I was like, this is disgusting. She's an old fat lady. Why would I be into this?
Well, it's white dicks, black dicks, Puerto Rican dicks. Which one do you got to see?
Either a white or a Puerto Rican dick. I can't put myself in the black dick mindset.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I can't see a white dick.
I can't finish on a black dick. I watch black dick, but...
Black dick just makes you feel bad.
Let's see.
I just can't relate to that type of comment.
Shannon, give us some. All right. Okay. Yeah,
Hachi Machi.
Johnny did it.
So far, he is currently still on the stand. He takes forever to get to a point. There's a lot of pauses. He does a lot of asides. But basically,
is he Big J?
Basically, he's
too far. Big J fans, you fucking losers.
I laughed.
He's trying to prove that he was never violent towards her. She was the one that was actually emotionally unstable. And then
you're wearing too many scarves.
I literally haven't listened to anything Johnny said so far.
You're drinking too much wine.
Shannon.
You just called Shannon Johnny.
Yeah. I know
that's how little you're listening.
So he claimed that the first sign that she was mentally unstable.
Imagine laying next to her, next to the pool. It's like, hey, babe. Just push her in. Like, hey, we're
you
being
bring present. Her a hot dog. She's like, no, I don't eat those.
So the first sign that she was emotionally unstable was they had a routine. Is that her?
That's just some other bitch.
Is that the girl from Community?
No.
Get that bitch off my screen. Get her off my screen right now, Natalie.
Oh, who's the brunette from Community?
Allison Brie.
Yeah, she's hot, too. You can see her boobs.
Amy Schumer?
Yeah, Dreamboat.
There we go. Back to my girl.
It's just there's so many that aren't her here.
Shut up.
I got to tell you, dude.
Oh, you watch her brushing her teeth. That actually turns me on that photo.
She's kind of lame, dude.
That photo right there.
This girl's base.
Her dirty mouth is turning me on right now. Clean it.
I'll fuck her while she smokes a cigarette.
Dude, she's base. You guys are fucking base.
What do you mean base? What does that mean?
She's the bottom.
She's the bottom?
Base. She's base.
She's not even
saying base level.
Is it
base,
mids? Dude. Mids is a thing where like they say, right? That's the thing.
Yeah, that's like a new insult.
Top tier,
she's base. She's base, Lemaire, doggy.
She's base.
And I mean this, Lemaire. I will fucking fight you. Base?
Dude, let's fucking jitsu right
she's
now.
She's fucking wild. Look at
horny jitsu.
Yeah, first one to come loses.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, that's great.
I'd give her mid tier. She's mids. I'm give some mids.
What else are you saying, Shannon?
Well, I didn't say anything yet. You guys haven't let me. So the
let's
first
go, Johnny.
The first sign he said that she was mentally unhinged was she developed a routine where she insisted on taking his boots off of him.
Yeah.
And so there was one day when she was busy.
I like that. Some fucking boot taking nice. Bitch. She's yeah. like, thank you, woman. Take my boots off. Shannon, from now on, you have to take my shoes off every time I come to the studio. No,
so there was one day when he saw that she was busy. So he took his own boots off and he said that she lost her mind because he took them off instead of allowing her to.
You let me take off your boots.
Okay.
So before he took the stand, his older sister took the stand. She talked at length about how they were both abused as children by their mother. So they had a lifetime of being abused, and that he said from a child that like he would never ever perpetuate this abuse on anybody else.
Yes.
And
it's like me. Me and Johnny are the same guy. I like him.
Yeah, dude. Captain Jack badass or Captain Jack real ass.
Johnny's like, she's so mids. I wouldn't do that to someone who's that mids.
Yeah, Zach, call me Captain Hack Sparrow. I know you want to.
Oh, no, I'm going to call you Johnny Dope.
I'm glad you're back.
Edward, you write bad jokes with those hands. That was okay.
A little word.
Too long.
And N-word scissor hands. It's a black Edward scissor hands.
Just two picks.
Dude, go ahead.
So the sister also said that after a while she was booking rooms for them, flights and cars, and she said after a while she started booking additional hotel rooms because chances are they were going to get into a fight and they were going to need to separate. So she had to book additional rooms, and she said that she would that Amber Heard would call him an old fat man.
You're crazy, babe.
And when he's like, do you know how many?
Dude, this literally sounds like mine and Kim Congdon's relationship. I'm not kidding, dude.
Dude, that's so funny to be wearing like that many scarves and rings. Yeah. You're like, you're fucking fat,
man. I have fat piece of shit.
I have 40 pounds of gold on.
One day I'm gonna sue you for $100 million, you old fat man. Oh, you bitch, you're so hot.
Old fat man.
What else?
That'd make me send her to the moon.
So that was it. A bunch of that about how Amber Heard was one that was more verbally abusive to Johnny Depp, and that he was not abusive to her. Also, they haven't gotten to the poop thing in the testimony yet, but that's supposed to be coming up soon. And then also, she allegedly cut off part of his finger with a vodka bottle, but it's still unfolding.
You crazy bitch! You cut off my finger.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I would still do it right now. If she walked in here right now, I would still fucking.
Yeah, if she cut your finger off and she was like, "Put it in me."
I'm going to have to tourniquet my finger with one of my mini scarves.
It's an affinity scarf. There's no end to it.
You see the wrinkles around her eyes. She still looks pretty still.
No, I like her like this, dude.
You like her like this.
Look who's old now.
I like it. Oh, all those other pictures at Photoshop. This is makeup. I like makeup.
No. Yeah. Nah, her eyes look like testicles.
All right, let's move on. All right, really quickly, we must thank Manscaped for supporting today's show. Manscaped.com, home of the Lawnmower 4.0. I'll tell you right now, guys, if you guys want to trim your pubic hair, you don't need to do it with a Bic. You don't need to do it with some sort of hair trimmers that are going to nick your balls or hurt yourself or get yourself all tangled up. Manscaped makes the best below-the-belt grooming system available in the fucking world, plus all their incredible products that come with it. But I'm telling you right now, the trim, there's nothing else like it when it comes to below the belt trimming. We've had other trimmers on the show that were good, but nowhere near as good as this. Some of the features that I love, the fact that it's waterproof. I do it in the shower. I keep my Manscaped in the shower. Zach, I trim my balls in 30 seconds. I'm completely done, ready to go.
And if you're a big fat load like me, it has an LED light on it, so you can really see where you're going.
Yeah, you got to really get in there, find all the nooks and crannies. It's super silent. They call it quiet stroke technology, and it has a really, really long battery life. Yeah, I'll tell you right now, I've never charged it. I've had it for a long time. It really, really is incredible. So right now, if you guys want to make your balls and dick look better, and they look bigger, too, if you trim it. I'll tell you right now, I know you guys got a lot of small dicks out there. All you got to do is go to manscaped.com. That's manscaped.com. And use the promo code REALASS for free shipping and 20% off. Once again, that's promo code REALASS for free shipping and 20% off at manscaped.com. All right, where were we? Multiple airlines are dropping mask mandates. That's fun, Shannon.
Let's go, dude.
That's what airlines? I'm flying soon.
So it's at most domestic flights. And then all the international flights, it depends on what the requirements, where they're going. So sick. Delta, United, Alaska, JetBlue, ooh, American, Southwest, Frontier. Those are the main ones so far. I guess that's everything, really. No, Spirit is on this list.
No.
No. It's because everyone who flies Spirit is diseased.
Yeah, we already got it. That's the airline shipping it.
Let's see. There was an interesting story. Let's pull the video up of the Syracuse cops. Let's see. It's going to be a new game we're going to play. Show us the first 3 seconds of the video, and we have to guess, are these nice cops or are they not nice cops?
Okay.
Okay, let's see, Shannon.
There you go.
Damn, dude.
All right. And stop.
I think they're nice cops.
That looked like the set of a TV show trying to be like, how do we make the most insane police? Just two fat white cops gripping up a tiny black kid? That was crazy.
Yeah, I feel like his dad is taking this video to teach him a lesson.
What are we thinking here, guys?
Oh, you think it's some Scared Straight?
Yeah, it's a Scared Straight video.
Yeah. This kid's getting goofed. Teach him how to dance.
Yeah, they start throwing him into the car. I'm like, stop resisting! Stop resisting!
You keep skipping school. White man are gonna come in and kidnap you, boy.
Where's the white man?
Can we see it again before we decide?
Was he crying?
Yes.
Yeah, he was crying hard. Dude. Oh, dude, he was crying.
Like a baby to me. Why you? Well, pause it.
That's a bold move. Oh, sorry.
I want to know what this kid did first.
So I can tell you, this is what they're suspecting.
He shot his teacher.
They're suspecting that he stole a bag of chips from a store. Mm. He's either 8 years old or 10. I've read articles that say different ages.
Can't tell. Black don't crack.
And then apparently they didn't cuff him, but they did throw him in the back of the car. I'll let you finish watching the video, then I'll tell you the rest.
Let's see. I would love to hear more of it.
Nice cops.
Let's see.
You need to snatch him up off the... So what's going on then?
He's stealing stuff. If he breaks into your house, he steals something.
Nah, man. Who stole a bag of chips? So y'all treat me like a whole cold-blooded...
Where's this at?
Syracuse.
Oh. Thank you.
Excuse.
I see y'all snatching him off the bike like you grown ass man. And he said it wasn't him.
So, Emmy, well, he did say it wasn't him, guys.
Talk about it. It's against the law.
This guy's in the way. They're trying to be fun. These cops are trying to teach this boy a lesson, and this guy's like...
Okay, the only... In my head, the only way this is justified is if the kid's parents or someone like that said, hey, I need you to scare the shit out of our kid.
Well, that's what I always... Yeah, I always want to know that where, like, who's the dude... People always forget, like, who's the dude calling the cops on, like, a bag of chips for a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the weird thing. Right, so you're right. So if you're a store owner, you're like, all right. I mean, but then again... These kids.
Dude, Indian guys.
This isn't the first time these kids.
Oh, you thought, so, you
just so you know, these kids are regularly terrorizing this store, right? It's some Indian guy. Like, fuck you, terrorist Habibi, motherfucker. Then, we'll take whatever we want from you, bitch.
And they get in a fight. He's like, oh, you don't think I call cops? I'll call cops.
The Chinese then, guy. Yeah, are you you call cops? Oh, really, you call cops? Fuck you. I fucked your wife, bitch.
And then they're just like, nah, you a bitch. You ain't gonna call no one. He's like, oh, I call cops. I call cops hard.
I'll come back every day, motherfucker. What are you gonna do? You ain't gonna do shit. And these cops in this town, they ain't gonna do shit.
Because
I'm a hardcore killer.
You're eight.
This poor Korean guy's just stocking barbecue chips for the eighth time that day. Yeah. Like, the next time that little fucker comes in,
he's like, I can't keep the chips with Migos on them in the front. They grab them too quick.
They keep hot Cheetos behind glass.
Doggy, I'm telling you, it's fucking, it's a weird, I'm actually torn on how I feel about it, right? The cops, you know, look.
I don't know if it took three cops.
Look, me.
Yes, wait, you called up all this? He's like, he stole my chips.
Oh, man, if he steals chips, we have enough chips for everybody.
Yeah, I was a time traveler.
The heat's going to be off me for a while now. I can steal all the Cheetos.
That's why
I want.
He's looking at the camera. Yeah,
why aren't they looking at that kid who likely has stolen some chips?
Dude, they all also look like different stages of Harrington.
Doug, I'm genuinely sort of torn on this, right? So.
They're not like roughing him up or anything.
Yeah, you have a kid like, look, he's resisting arrest, okay? This is what's going on.
We have established Doggy, it's a violent crime.
It's a violent crime if you resist arrest. Crime. So this is now a violent criminal. This is my own personal line that I've drawn. If you resist arrest, now you're creating a ruckus. You're causing problems for everyone around you. You're putting the officer in danger. You're putting yourself in danger. You're putting the people that are witnesses in danger. You become a violent criminal the second you resist arrest, in my opinion. That's the way that I look at it.
Your nothing is not consistent.
This young little child is resisting arrest right now. He's a violent criminal. Yeah. And all he had to do was, shut up, Shannon. Don't fucking disrespect me. I'm making a good point here, okay? All he had to do was say, hey, dude, you caught me. Now, more than likely, his mom's going to fuck him up. This is why he's reacting this way, right? He's hyperventilating and freaking out because he doesn't want his mom to find out. It's not about the cop. His mom's going to fucking destroy. His dad's already in prison, right? So this is probably what's going on right now. This is the backstory here. So if I'm the cop...
He's giving him a ride home. He's taking him to his mom.
Give him a ride home, exactly, which is probably what's happening.
Yeah, and then
right?
He tells his mom, like, your boy's stealing chips. Yeah,
and he's, you know, he's freaking out. And to be honest with you, like... What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to just let people steal? I don't exactly know what to do. What lesson is it for him?
He stole $900 worth of chips.
I used to steal as a kid, you know,
like, to this day.
I would just never if I was just allowed to, and they weren't gonna let me do it. I mean, it would have been out of control. There has to be a check and balance system here. The kids have to know if they get caught stealing, the cops are gonna come bring you to your house, and that's the risk you're gonna take. And if you still want to risk it, it says something about his developing character.
Yeah,
right. He's that scared for his mom to go beat his ass when he gets home. Right. He's that scared to get caught by the cops, but he's still willing to do it. You know what I'm saying? You need to nip that in the bud somehow, and it's not by just letting him fucking do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how he will go from being a kid who's fucking stealing chips and trying to run away from cops to being a kid who's stealing a car, getting fucking shot by the cops, which is a shame. And it's unfortunate for him, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's honestly fuck his parents, right? So it's not even him. It's his parents.
Well, I don't think it's their fault.
Comes down to parents.
If he would have stole the chips and got away with it, they wouldn't have known. It wouldn't have been like their fault. You know, he knows that
the type of kid who's stealing chips, it's because your parents fucked up somewhere.
If he knows he's going to get in trouble when he gets home, his parents did not fuck up. If he wasn't crying, his parents fucked up. But he was crying. No, he was like wild.
I disagree. Here's the thing. Ready? More than likely, and I don't know, but Syracuse is a shithole. Okay? My assumption is it's a poor kid. Father's probably not around. I'm not being funny about saying that. Yeah. This is more than likely, if I had to guess, right? I come from this home. My father was not around. I grew up in a shithole in upstate New York. Like I know.
I love chips.
I love potato chips. Right? This is not me being like, oh my God, fucking, this is the way black people are. No, this is what I'm deducing from this scenario.
Yeah.
He's reacting that way because his mom's going to fuck him up, right? Yeah. The whole scenario, I'm going like, he's from an abusive household without a father, without a good male figure. More than likely, the male influences in his life are stealing shit and committing crimes and committing petty crimes. More than likely, maybe I'm completely wrong, but if I had to guess from what I'm looking, I don't got to be a fucking rocket scientist to sort of deduce that this is what it is. So the reason it's his parents' fault is because you have to protect your kid from fucking becoming that.
Well, the reason it's not his parents' fault is because kids don't hang out with adults. Kids hang out with other kids.
They emulate.
He's being influenced by the other kids around him.
There's but your parents got to let you know to like not steal shit.
That's
when the other kids are like, let's steal shit.
That's why he's crying. Because he was like, my mom told me not to steal shit, and I did it anyway. Yeah, but in that case,
wouldn't every kid just be rotten to their core then? If that's the case, every kid would influence every other kid, all the bad kids would.
According to the Bible, every kid is rotten.
But I just feel like, I think it is personal responsibility, and you have to look at the parents, and you have to say, well, what the fuck are you doing to where your 8-year-old, I have an 8-year-old, I have a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
My 9-year-old would not be in a store by himself anywhere in the world. He's never out of my sight long enough to steal potato chips and run away from the cops on a bike.
He ain't here, Lewis.
He's with his mother on a beach right now.
Hey, dude, they got potato chips on the beach, dude.
But I'm saying, like,
corn dogs.
And no, if my son was home right now, he wouldn't get out. I don't think good parents are letting their 8-year-olds ride around the streets and steal things. Just in general, I think as a baseline level, I would say that's borderline abuse. It might be illegal.
Well, no,
I don't know if you're allowed to let your 8-year-old just run around the streets.
Kids run around in the streets all day. That's what a kid does.
That used to be the thing,
that's what a kid does, is run around on the street.
I don't think today, I don't know of any 8-year-olds.
Well, that's their choice.
I have a 9-year-old. I'm telling you right now. My niece is 7. There's no fucking way that these kids would ever be out of our sight where they could go to a store, steal something, and run away from the cops. Yeah. It's not happening. They wouldn't even be able to leave the yard. Am I an overbearing parent? I think that's the way parents are now. I don't think so.
Yeah, dude, y'all need to let y'all kids free.
No.
Let them fall.
Let them get arrested. They might tell their friends you're not fucking cool. Do you want that?
Yeah, dude. A real ass dude to let his kid skateboard.
Racist live chat. Gay Lewis is real Lewis. Lewis needs to relax and accept the fact that Baby James is a homo.
No.
Okay.
Dude, Sweet Baby James is cool.
He'd steal hot dogs, not chips.
So, there was a statement by the Syracuse Police Department that they released.
One damn.
It was just the song Another One Bites the Dust.
Attaboy.
And they said that there was some misinformation surrounding that video because people were saying he was handcuffed. They said he was not handcuffed. He was placed in the back of the car and he was driven.
We use zip ties, okay?
He was driven home where the cops spoke with his father.
Oh, wow. Racist ass Lewis. Holy shit. Ooh, I stand corrected.
You name it.
Shut up, nigga.
Daffy?
Wow. That was Donald Duck saying the N-word.
In Lewis's defense, they did talk to him via Ouija board. It's a new show on NBC.
I stand corrected.
No charges were filed.
No shit.
It's like, you gotta take this court to court for 50 cents.
You heard, they knocked on the door. It's like, you get my chips, boy.
I would, my mom and dad would send me to the store for like $2 to get them like snacks and stuff. And I would like, not, I would pocket stuff just so
of course,
I can keep extra shit.
But how old are you?
Right now, 31.
31, how old are you?
32.
32, you guys are like right at that, probably the last age of like little kids like going to the fucking corner store. Unless you're fucking from trash ass parents, I think now.
Yeah.
But you're probably also from trash ass parents.
I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
It's probably still happening. But it's fucking.
Yeah. My mom, we just looked up your childhood house and you said the one next to it cost $200 now.
My mom used to send me to the store. I used to live on Benson Street.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, it's because you're a kid, like the whole block, it seemed like a mile.
Yeah.
Like she sent me to the store to go get cigarettes. she'd give me a note. It'd be on credit. Like, that would be, like, how I'd pick up her cigarettes. And then, you know, they'd feel bad to deny me because they're adding up my mom's cigarettes. But I remember I had to cross a pretty, like, Railroad Avenue. You have to cross Railroad Avenue. It was a pretty main street. And I was maybe five, six. Yeah. And she would send me to the store to go get her cigarettes.
Dude, I was, my mom and my dad would send me across the street to summon the weed man. They'd be like, yo, go tell him we need a dime.
Wow.
Yeah. How old were you?
I was like 10. I was knocking on the door. Like,
I bet Lamera was an adorable child.
Oh yeah. He posted some pictures like a couple months ago on social. Yeah. You were cute as hell.
Thank you, dude. You just hang out in the streets still. Yeah, you're right. I would be out until the street lights came on all the time. Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah. But that's because I'm a latchkey kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't know what latchkey is. That was like an after-school program. If your parents, if they both had to work, it's essentially all it was both of your parents worked, right? And they didn't fucking get home at 2
or a single parent home.
Or a single parent home, exactly.
One of them worked. So you'd let yourself in and have like a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
I had to hang you have to like play pickup sticks or like it was just shit games.
Oh, my parents would send me to like this after school thing where it was essentially like recess until they picked you up.
Yeah.
That wasn't bad.
No,
that's what latchkey is.
Am I a latchkey kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
That sounds cool.
You're a latchkey kid.
That's when I got into my most trouble. It's the 3:30 to 5:30 when my parents aren't home.
What did latchkey stand for? What was it?
I don't know. It's just like because you got the key around, your parents give you a key. Like, I think that's all it means. Like, your parents give you an extra key home.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have no idea. Anyway.
I'm new to all this. I just found out I was one.
A latchkey is the key to the outer door of the house. So that's where it comes from.
It's okay, dude. I'll just be one for one.
Nailed it.
It really was that on the nose. I was like, I didn't even acknowledge Lemaire's definition. I rolled my eyes.
I'll give you credit. I'll
if you would have seen me, I rolled my eyes. I was like, all right, Lemaire. What a great pit, dude. Like,
this isn't how a latchkey kid would act. Calm down. It does sound more like mystical. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like the latchkey kids.
Shake your ass.
Yeah. Shake your ass. Latch the key. Latchkey kids sound like they go on adventures and shit.
Yeah, you do.
It's the Goonies. It feels like the Goonies.
We would play dice for Nintendo 64 games. That's what we would do.
See, I wasn't really latchkey. I had an older sister who was 2 years older than me. And by the time I was in kindergarten, she was 7. And that was old enough to watch me.
Yeah.
Like, that was old. My babysitter was my 7-year-old sister. It's crazy. I can imagine. I mean, my son right now is definitely old enough. Like, if an emergency happened, I would let him watch my niece. Like, if it, like, you know, the fucking apocalypse is here. I got to go find gasoline, James. You got to fucking just lock the door. I'd give him a gun. I'd be like, listen, baby.
Yeah, then you take 2 steps and you're bang. And see the flash.
No.
And you just go, I keep walking.
One of them is gone.
It's like, all right, I don't need as much gas now.
I'm telling you right now, he's mature. Like, he's also a particularly mature child. Yeah. I wouldn't trust Bobby Kelly's son to watch fucking my niece. Come back, she's molested for the first time.
He ate all the food.
Doggy, I'm telling you, man. All right, real quick, we have to thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is YoDelta.com. YoDelta, from the makers of Yo Kratom. We're talking to responsible adults who are over the age of 21 who likes to get high. If you guys live in a state where Delta 8 is legal, you can have Delta 8 THC delivered to your door legally, fast, inexpensive. It's such a great way to get stoned.
Guys, they sent us vapes. They sent us gummies. We did the field research for you. So if you do live in one of those majority of states where it's legal, you got to go to YoDelta.com and stock up. You guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp, and it can be legally shipped to various states. Most importantly, it gets you high. We tested these out for you. And if you ever see Lewis or me smoking the vape pen, guys, that's Delta 8. You really cannot tell the difference.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now. Get it shipped to you right now. And if you guys want to save 25%, use the promo code GAS at YoDelta.com. Once again, that's promo code GAS, YoDelta.com. Save 25% off your whole order. All right, where were we? So, can I have another coffee, please? For the love of God. There we go. Hey, can I get a little bit of cream and just a little bit of Splenda in it this time? It's the only calories I'm allowed is that little Splenda drop of cream.
Are you counting your calories?
Keto? I'm doing intermittent fasting again.
Ooh.
Which, how are you doing it?
I'm going to LA next. I have a date with a chick who's so hot. I have to get in shape.
Zoe Kravitz.
I have to get in shape. I wish.
The King move is to be fat.
No, dude, I'm telling you.
What?
No, not this one. No,
dude, let her go. King move.
She's like
fat,
an LA
dude.
Chick, so you have to be like extra toy.
Now, could I get a little cream and a little bit of Splenda? Just like a half a Splenda. Thank you. Or Stevia.
You know, underwhelming dudes are going to be in fashion again.
No, dude. I got to get in shape again. I'm single again. I got to get back in shape. When I'm in a relationship, I get nice and fat and chunky.
Lewis, everyone says that single and relationship thing. You don't got to do that. Just be yourself. Be fucking king, dude.
But I feel like a king when I'm in shape. Yeah. I don't feel like a king when I'm fat.
That's like the most kingly time.
I don't like being fat. My tits push on my stomach.
You
it's
can't say that, dude. You've been fat for a long time.
Yeah, and I've hated every second of it.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that's fair.
It sucks. Being fat sucks.
No, it's fun.
Yeah, I told Lemaire, I just hit the stage of fat for my personal fat where like I used to like look in the mirror being like, I'm a little chubby. Now I look in the mirror and I go, what the fuck, dude? Yeah,
it's terrible.
Yeah, it's not fun. You're not. Yeah,
you don't want to give up, dude. That's a sad thing.
Giving up.
Lemaire's acting like he's doing this thing where he's going. He's like, no, dude. It's great to be fat. No, you've given up, and that's a sad thing.
Lemaire's used to be 400 pounds.
Yeah, he's actually.
I used to be like 400 pounds. Yeah, all
right. Well, you were so fat that it didn't matter anymore, and now.
And now I'm still fat. Yeah, it's just I don't know. It was fun. You just
miss being a literal kickball.
How'd you lose all the weight? You started eating okay?
No, I moved to Jersey City and became really poor and hated everything about it. Yeah, so it just like fell off.
You just ate less, like because of poorness?
Because you're how much you weigh now? You're not that tall, right?
267. I'm about 5'9 on my license, 5'8.
You're 260, you're that heavy? Yeah. I wouldn't even assume that much. I feel like I'm bigger than you. I feel like I'm way bigger than you. You're a little guy, man.
I'll fucking throw you around, dude.
I should
fight. I'll throw you around,
Lewis. See you later. Can I give you guys a sport update?
Yeah.
So my dog, Sport.
I thought you were talking about sports.
Shannon, pull up my Instagram. It's Sport Talk with Lewis J. Gomez.
I was like, hell yeah, all right.
No, it's actually just my dog.
Oh.
So I put on my Instagram, tell me if this dog looks like he's dying.
You
need sound?
Yeah, Giggs.
How old is the... Never, don't tell me.
He just looks like he lost a few steps, but he looks fine.
I gotta see the face.
Some fresh chicken, buddy. What do you think?
Oh,
he loves it.
What do you think of that chicken?
It's like, I'm a dog. I can't fucking respond.
Get away from me, Spick.
I'm eating.
Oh, yeah. He looks scared that you're gonna fuck it.
Sports, what do you think, bro?
There's a good coat on that dog, though.
Pretty good.
He almost fell over. He almost fell over eating.
That's a dead dog. If he's falling over eating.
So here's the thing. So Sport, yesterday I thought it was dying. I thought it was the day that it was dying. So I go in, I have him downstairs because he just smells. Yeah. Smelly old dying dog.
Yeah.
How old is he?
17.
Oh my God.
So yesterday
looks good for 17.
Yesterday I go down, he's lying in his bed.
Yeah.
And he's shaking.
Yeah.
And he's like doing this, right? And I was like, oh no, oh no, Sport. And then I look at him and he's got like gunk in his eyes. And I was like, oh shit, dude, this is his death. Like, and he looks up at me and he has like almost like a whiteness to his eyes. And I'm like, oh no. And I started crying. And I was looking, and then I texted Beatrice, was like, I think he's dying. I think this is it. He's my little baby boy. You know, I got really, and then like, I got him up and I like put him down and then he kind of like shook a little bit. And then he started moving, and I was like, oh, wait, he was groggy. This is an old groggy dog.
You realize it's 6 a.m.?
Now, you guys understand why I don't want to be on the road with Lou.
Yo, dude.
We got to put Zach down.
You're going to be suffocating Zach.
Yeah. And, yeah, I just think I'm going to tell him, it's okay, go to sleep, sweet prince.
That's going
to
be snoring at
night. I'm tired.
You're going to be snoring at night, and you're just like, he's on his last leg.
James, you want to go to the store and help me pick out a new feature?
No, Zach, we gave him to a farm upstate.
Yeah. I'm on a farm full of Zachs.
Doggy, yeah, so
it's just a bunch of me's jumping up yelling the N-word.
Doggy, he fucking so then that was that, and then he was walking around, and then I'm giving him a little bit of, here's the thing, I know he's coming close. Yeah. So I'm giving him just a little bit of real food every day, like a little bit of chicken, a little ham. Just a little bit, he should get some real fucking food, right?
Yeah.
And when I give him real food, I just see him like open up, dude. He like he eats it like it's his old sport.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. He might just fucking he just doesn't care. He just looked at me and I was looking at him, I was like, oh sport, you're the old sport again. And then I noticed he was shitting on my carpet. I was like, oh, you fucking motherfucker. Then I can't hit him or yell at him because I'll die.
Is it like, it's probably also like watery old dog shit?
No. It's solid. This solid? Is the other thing while I'm saying, like, because he was having some diarrhea and then they gave him some medicine for it and then he's back.
Yeah.
He's fucking fine, but he just can't hold it. So I got to, like, I'm constantly taking him out back now.
That sounds like...
But he almost died last night.
Yeah, dude.
Again, almost died. Like, actually almost died. So I live...
Does he shit whole chicken?
Like an actual live chicken. See the head pop out of his ass.
Chase it like Rocky. Yeah.
Like my chicken.
Sports, did you eat a whole chicken live?
Yeah.
dude, he... So I'm trying to figure out a way to describe this, right? So this is like... My house is almost like a generic split-level house, right? Yeah. Where when you come in the front door, you walk up the stairs. Or if you go to the left, you'd go down the stairs. Nice. In the basement, yeah. Right? So when you up the stairs... You know, there's that level,
yeah.
Right? And there's bars like this, right? Yeah. So that drop where those bars, it's like, you know, 8 foot, yeah. 10 foot drop.
If he hits that, he's done.
But there's bars, right? So I put a box in front of the stairs because I was like, if he falls down the stairs, I was like, that's that. So what I do, I only leave him upstairs when I'm home. If I'm watching TV, let him walk around or whatever. Otherwise, if I'm not home, I got to leave him downstairs.
Yeah.
So I was just letting him walk around and I was like, all right, cool. I'm starting to watch the Batman. And then he walks over toward the stairs, and I was like, yeah, the stairs are blocked, it's fine. And whatever it was, my instincts just said, let me just go make sure this dog, because he's blind.
Yeah.
He's blind, and he just continuously walks in a circle to the left, right? So eventually, he's going to hit that angle. Like, you know what? You remember that those things?
The Spirograph?
I was going to say Spirograph, but like a screensaver.
Oh, okay.
A screensaver with like the dot would like eventually hit the corner. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just watch it long enough. Like, he's going to make a left turn long enough that he's going to go down into like a gap somewhere, guaranteed. Right? Last night he woke me up because he had left turned himself behind the toilet and couldn't get out, and his head was stuck. So I know he's also aware too, because he can call for help. And I was like, what, hasn't barked in a month? Like, something's wrong. So I went downstairs and his head was stuck behind the toilet in between like a pipe thing.
Yeah.
And I had to get him out. So he'll left turn himself into almost any angle you can get him in.
Is he stuck? Like stuck?
Stuck. Yeah, his head was stuck. He couldn't get his head out. So sure enough, as soon as I get up, he is literally walking through the fucking, through the bars to the point where I run over, I grabbed his back legs, his front paws had gone over. It was the equivalent of us falling off a roof. This dog would have splatted. Dude, it would have been over, dude.
This is literally like a Looney Tunes cartoon where like some blind guy's walking through the city and everything gets in the way perfect for him to not die.
Your dog is Mr. Magoo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And he like walks across a steel beam and then across a crane.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, he falls, he hits the umbrella on top of a hot dog cart and bounces back up.
Steel beam gets into a new building.
Yeah. Mayhem in the Riz's live chat said he's like a Roomba. Doggy, I'm telling you right now, this dog, he's got a death wish right now. Like, I have no idea what he's going to have left turned himself into when I get home, but I promise you he's going to be stuck in something. Because he's just going to be eventually. Yeah. So, this was happening with him. It really breaks my heart.
Does he follow heat or does he just turn? Like, does he have a follow?
He's blind. He's deaf. He doesn't really respond to sounds. If I hold out like meat for him, he has to left turn himself into that meat. He doesn't, like, he follows
he
the smell
to it.
He can't
walk straight or because he's blind and deaf.
He's senile. He's got the turning has to do with dog dementia, canine dementia.
What?
So he doesn't know where he's at. He has no idea what's happening right now. Dude, I'm assuming by the way, he could be like in fucking heaven right now. Like, he has no idea.
You gotta put this dog down.
Those electronic dogs that just like yip and flip can do more than sport.
573 Gaslight. Can we open up the phone line? Can people give me advice? Maybe dog owners
on
what they should do.
He's more useful than a.
I found this article this morning, Lewis. It's the owner of the world's oldest living dog shares secrets of the pooch's long life.
Ooh, please.
So this is the dog I'll show you.
Is this Lewis's face?
He's 21 years old.
Oh, Spore can beat this dog.
Yeah, dude. Spore will eat that dog up, dude.
January 9th, 2001.
What if she's just like, never feed him chicken?
He's a puppy. He's in good health considering his age.
Aw, he's a little pupperoo. You little paparooski. Shut up. I'm not doing a gay voice. You're doing a gay voice.
It's anyway. So he also, I mean, this woman is like, I guess, an incredible pet owner because she also has a 32-year-old African
God
gray
damn.
And a 28-year-old umbrella cockatoo.
His name is LeMaire.
But she said she attributes his long life to obviously genetics, but a diet of vegetables and meats, lots of love. And that's it. So 21 years old, oldest living dog. Not far from Sport.
Dude, on Skanks on Monday, we called a vet because we read that you could euthanize your dog at home with Benadryl.
Ooh.
And I called the vet and I was like, how much Benadryl am I going to need to give it? And the vet was so not happy. They're like, you can't do that. And I was like, I'll make it happen.
Yeah, because he's losing money.
They're like, we kill dogs.
Yeah. It's an, oh, dude, I do, Zach. I do this awful wrestling thing. You would like it because Shayner does it too. And his character is the vet. And yeah, and his angle is just putting down. He showed the first time we saw him, he showed the video of him like killing a dog. A truck just hit a dog. Just a truck hit a golden retriever and the dog just went flying. It was awesome. Badass. Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why that reminded me of that.
It's all right. It's all right. Yeah. So, Sport, I don't know what to do with Sport here.
Do you want to start taking some calls?
Yeah, please. 573 Gasline. Should I kill Sport now or should I prolong his life? He does not seem like he's in pain, but then again, somebody said to me that dogs hide their pain very well.
Yeah.
Where are you from? What's your name? What are you calling about?
Mark Hill.
Yo, Lewis. It's Wes from Albuquerque.
What up, Wes from Albuquerque? How you doing?
Ooh.
Good, man. I gotta tell you, let Sport live, bro. I had a dog die. My last dog, she died in my arms after a heart disease.
I'm sorry.
Was hard as fuck. I am legend, held her head as she died. Fucking sad shit. But on the other side, my sister had a dog live until it was 22, and its countermate, the female, lived until it was 24.
Wow.
Doesn't it seem like more work the longer a dog lives, though?
I think the problem is people get sick of cleaning up the dog shit and the blood that comes out of its butthole.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a
That's really what it is.
Old dogs were fine dogs.
What if I put a diaper on him?
All I did was I went out, poured some food out on the ground for him. Old Roy food, shitty food. And they live forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the advice. This guy seems like it was abusive to his dogs, and so was his family.
He was like, you should let it live. It was the hardest thing in my life.
Letting a dog live for too long is selfish, dude.
Yeah, you should do what LeMaire and his dad did.
Yeah, you should let it go.
Just take Sport to a park and drive away. Throw a ball and drive away.
Yeah. Sport wouldn't even think about catching that ball now.
He wouldn't hear
you. He started turning left.
Like, I haven't been able to see in years. I forget what balls are.
Shannon,
more calls?
Yeah, please. 573 Gasline. Should I kill Sport? Am I being abusive to this dog right now? I don't think I am.
Hold on.
You said he's like on some Helen Keller shit. Can't even.
Yeah. Hello. It's calling from a call center.
You should kill Sport.
Hello, this is Brian.
You should kill Michael.
Maybe eat him. I don't know.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Damien from Philadelphia.
Hey.
Damien from Philly. What up, kid?
Hey. Let's go, Philly. Dame.
Hey.
Kill that John.
I was thinking you should try to maybe keep Sport until after Skankfest.
Why after Skankfest?
That
seems like an arbitrary number.
Just to give him some more time.
A little more time? All right, I like it. Nobody thinks that it's abusive. Thank you for calling, Damien. You just want a Sport t-shirt.
It's because they're selfish. It's abusive as hell to keep a dog that doesn't want to be alive alive. That's abusive as hell.
How do you know he doesn't want to be alive, LeMaire?
He's
speak
blind.
Fucking dog.
He's blind. He can't see. He walks in a circle. That seems, if that was me, please put me down. If I couldn't only make left turns, put me down, please.
Mark that.
Somebody, yeah.
500 Patreons. We'll put LeMaire down.
It feels mean. I don't know. It's just like us not being able to like deal with the trauma that it would bring us, which would be the least troubling part of the whole thing.
Yeah. Shannon?
Do you want more calls?
Sure, yeah, one more. Let's see. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Boots from Louisiana. Meow.
Boots. It's a cat. It's a cat calling in.
Oh, those are some fighting words.
All right, so Boots, what do you think about this?
Well, I think you should kill him.
Sick.
Let's go, Boots.
Meow.
Why do you, meow. Okay. Why, Boots, can you call in regularly about other things? Having nothing to do with dog news?
I think these dogs have had too good for too long. Meow.
Boots, are you actually a monkey? No, I'm sorry. Let's do an explore joke. Let's get back.
Boots, you better not go. Same question.
all right. But, I mean, is there a reason you think I should kill the dogs, Boots?
Well, dogs suck. I think dogs are stupid. You should probably just kill them.
Okay, I like it.
Meow.
There.
Thank you, Boots. Boots, you just want a saucer of milk. Send it to you. Shannon loves Boots. Shannon was like, oh, by the way, Boots, you could fuck Shannon if you want. She's looking for a date right now. I invited Shannon on a double date this week, and
I'm not going to, I don't think I'm going to go.
You're not going to go now. No. You couldn't find anybody. Yeah, you couldn't find anybody.
I haven't found anybody in 4 years. I'm not going to find anybody in a few days.
That's crazy.
You guys want to go on a double date this weekend?
Shannon, you could have asked me, dude.
Oh, sorry.
So is Sport to the point where he needs like somebody to hang out with him if you're going to be gone more than a day? Like, you can't really leave shit out. He's going to fuck up, right?
He doesn't fuck things up. He's going to just shit or pee on them.
Okay. So, like, what's the longest Sport could be alone? A couple hours?
Yeah, a few hours, like 4 or 5 hours. You know, then I got to, like, take him out and pee again, poop again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had a dog in a while. Yeah. I don't think I can deal with it. It's just I don't think I want any pets anymore.
No, neither do I. I'm fucking done with them. Once he goes, it's over.
Oh, well then fucking.
Which I didn't even have him for the past 7 years. Yeah. My son's mother has been taking care of him. So but she was ready to put him down. Yeah. I was like, no.
Yeah.
No, it's not happening.
Oh, and then she was like, well then you take him.
Yeah.
How long have you had him for? Since?
3 days.
And you're already putting
him. It's been a true nightmare. I'm having polls and call-ins. Should we kill him? Say yes.
You called her up and you're like, you know, I'm man enough to admit when I'm wrong.
Shannon, there's a lot of people saying that they would date you in the racist live chat.
She doesn't want it.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk about this. Kentucky man awarded $450,000 after being fired over an unwanted birthday party. Yeah. This is an interesting story.
Yeah.
Oh,
I read about this.
So he was working at this job for at Gravity Diagnostics for 10 months. When he started working there, he told the higher ups that he has like anxiety issues and doesn't want a birthday party because it triggers bad childhood memories from his parents' divorce. They forgot about it and they threw him a birthday party anyway on August 7th. Wow. And it caused him to have an anxiety attack and he spent his lunch hour in the car.
Wow.
He claimed that the next day he was called into a meeting with the company and he said that triggered another panic attack. Then 3 days later, he was fired via email and the company claimed that they were worried about Burling, as his name, being angry and possibly violent. A few months after being fired, he sued them for $450,000 and he won. It's $300,000 for emotional distress and $150,000 for lost wages.
Wow. I mean, weirdly, like rightfully so, but also like I get why you would fire this guy. Like,
yeah, you really don't want him around.
Can't fucking say happy birthday to you, fucking weirdo. Like that. Yeah. We have to live our life. No, that person is mentally unstable.
They're a burden.
Yeah.
Office, I'm going to guess autistic.
Office birthdays are like, that's like their release. Like, that, they need those, the office birthdays. Yeah. That cake for that lunch period, that's
but like. I get it being like telling them and then they forgot and being annoyed. But like, if you can't get through birthday parties, it's like, that means you got to fucking, you got some work to do.
Yes. Well, that if you can't get through a meeting, which is what they called
it. Well, that was the bigger part that, where I was like, all right, fair enough. Like, you were scarred from the thing with childhood. But then the meeting, I'm like, dude, that's kind of on you.
So now you're, ooh! yeah. every time something doesn't go right.
You're well, like, yeah, it gets to a point where it's just like, this is kind of hard.
Stop. Yeah. Well, you're, no, you have certain qualifications for your job. That'd be like going to apply at like fucking Outback Steakhouse and be like, hey, just so you know, I'm vegan. Yeah. And I can't be around meat. It freaks me out.
Yeah.
It's crazy, sorry, person.
You're the hostess.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, good for him for getting the money.
That's the type of cake it was hostess. Shannon, yeah. If you ever did that, it would be over.
Did what?
If you freaked out over anything.
Okay.
I feel like you have no power anymore. You can't just fire employees.
Yeah, you don't you make them sign stuff? I remember the first time I did the podcast, afterwards you were making a new guy sign a piece of paper that's like, you can't fucking
sue me for...
you can't be fucking gay over the stuff you hear here.
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
Yeah.
I don't know how much that's going to like
hold up
in court.
Yeah, with that verbiage.
You know, like most companies have conduct policy, you have lack of conduct policy. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be fucking cool as fuck to work here.
Yeah.
We need new producers, by the way, Shannon. I had a long conversation with Bobby about it. There's two producers that are gone. I'm not going to say who.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to say who. But just so you know, you're all fucking...
Now I'll be prepared to sue.
You're all... you let me try go. To sue me, bitch.
With the age discrimination.
Just so you know, Shannon's feeling a panic attack coming on.
Shannon, if you tried to sue me, I would have goons show up to your Staten Island
home.
And
I would date them.
And you wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
She
no,
loves
would.
A goon. She loves a goon.
You really do.
That's her
type. That's her type, is a goon...
That's there to kill you. Me. That's
yeah. No, he's not there to kill you. He's there to put more crickets in your home.
No.
How many
Shannon,
crickets do you have?
I mean this, Shannon. Throw if you down. Ever fuck with me, I would torture you with crickets for the rest of your life. It would be so easy.
I would move first.
Okay.
Before I move.
You think now I couldn't find where you live?
Now I know what to do. I know how to do it.
Right. If you guys want to fuck with somebody, put crickets in their home.
Yeah, it'll torture them.
That'd be, yeah.
That's torture.
Put it right under their door.
I heard a good way to fuck with someone is you put, like, frozen shrimp in their car when it's, like, kind of cold out, and then it'll take a while for it to, like, fully thaw out and make their car stink. So, like... they won't know what the fuck's going on.
That's a good prank.
It'll really fuck with them.
Can I say?
No.
No, wait. I want to hear it. What are you going to say? What are you going to say, Lewis?
And he's in charge.
No,
so.
No.
Yeah, what am I going to do?
Welcome to the Red Ass Podcast.
You don't need to have it be frozen in the cold. You can simply just take some frozen shrimp, put it in somebody's car, and then like it's not going to sink maybe for like 2 days.
Yeah.
You got enough time to get out of there. Just throw it underneath your seat, dude.
Yeah, fair enough.
That's a great, you don't need shrimp. Why shrimp?
I'm going to do that to the next Uber.
get a fucking whole fish and throw it underneath somebody's.
But they'll find the fish. Dude, like you get a mackerel. Little piece of shrimp, put it in a fucking pocket.
Like popcorn shrimp.
No, that'll taste great.
I'm trying to engage Lamar.
That'll just make the car smell awesome.
New popcorn.
That's what Popeye should do. Hide popcorn shrimp in all their cars. So people...
popcorn shrimp pocket in the car.
Dude, popcorn shrimp, dude. I haven't had popcorn shrimp in a hot minute. That's all I want right now. It sounds delicious.
I do want to get KFC. I was listening to a podcast about it, and now I haven't had it in forever.
So good. KFC. What podcast?
I'm fat, so I just listen to like food history podcasts.
It was the history of KFC.
It was like one of those History Channel ones where it's like,
that's kind
of
awesome. I could get into that,
dude. It's fun. It's called The Food That Changed America, but it's History Channel, so they're like super intense. So they're like, that's when Kraft cheese figured out their recipe.
Dude, I love KFC. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, Colonel ruled. He would like fuck people up if they talk shit about his chicken.
Really?
Yeah, he was a bad motherfucker.
I had no idea the story of Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, he was like an honorary colonel. And he was like figuring it, he was like a fuck up his whole life.
He was
and
an
then,
honorary colonel. Oh. He was honorary.
Yeah, dude. Honorary.
He was honorary. He was angry, pretty. Right?
Yeah. No.
What does honorary mean?
That's like, yeah.
You meant ornery. Ornery?
Ornery?
Yeah.
He was a horny colonel.
Yeah. He really, once he stopped fucking the chicken, that's when sales went up.
He was like, hold on. I don't got to fuck these chickens.
The 11th all right,
fine,
herb is
11 herbs.
Listen to me. This has been a fucking really fun show. It's been fun. I love it. You guys are the best.
You're
go
the best,
support man. These fucking faggots. Panties in the Mouth podcast. Frieza. Crushing it. Killing it. Who knows if we'll see them at Skankfest. Maybe their names have come across our desk a few times at this point. So maybe you guys will see these guys at Skankfest. I don't know. But make sure you guys, May 10th, 12 noon Eastern, that last little drop of tickets. Last little drop. Make sure you get them. If you guys want to go to Skankfest, it's your last chance. We're out, though. Thank you guys very much. We'll check you on Friday. Peace.
That's all, folks.